Hi, Barry McDonough here, and I'm going to introduce you to a style of meditation that is very well suited for people who suffer from anxiety. But before I do, I want to first talk about the benefits that you're going to get from meditation. Every human has both an active and a calm level to their mind. When highly anxious, you're coming from that very active, noisy level. You know exactly what that mental chatter sounds like. It's the I gotta go here, I gotta do that, I gotta do this, as well as those anxious what ifs. What if this happens? What if that happens? But we also have deep within us a settled, calm, silent level to our minds. And meditation is simply a way to dial down all of that noisy chatter and access that silent part of our minds in an effortless way. When we access this calm level of our minds, our body gains a deep state of rest and our nervous system gets a much needed chance to relax. It's a coming home of sorts, an enjoyable state that your mind will be drawn to experience more and more. I believe meditation also helps you to make better choices. You start to see that you don't have to be so reactive to everything that is going on in your life. You learn to see that you do have the power to take a step back and choose a better response. This is so helpful for people who suffer from anxiety, as they are so reactive to everything. Meditation creates a larger gap for you to then choose a new and better response to anxiety whenever it surfaces. With all the proven health benefits of meditation, why do anxious people not do more of it? Well, in my opinion, most types of meditation are not well suited for highly anxious people. The reason is because a lot of meditation techniques have the person focus solely on their breath or try to get them to focus on feeling present in their body. People who suffer from anxiety don't want to feel their body more. They want to escape it. They don't want to focus on their breath either because that makes them feel very uncomfortable and even more anxious. This is why, in my experience, people with anxiety issues are much better suited to using a Vedic mantra or chant meditation instead of other approaches. This type of meditation is sometimes known as transcendental meditation or TM. The chant or mantra becomes the sole focus of the exercise instead of focusing exclusively on the breath or the present moment. I'm going to teach you a popular mantra style meditation called So Hum, but I've given it a slight tweak to make it more efficient for people suffering from anxiety issues. I want you to start practicing this meditation for 7 minutes a day and later work up to 20 minutes a day. The time of day that you do it is up to you, but most find it best to do it in the morning or before bed. Okay, so here is how you do the meditation. You're going to set a timer on your phone for the amount of time you want to meditate. You'll start the timer when you begin the meditation. Find a comfortable seated position and close your eyes. You begin by taking a deep belly breath in. A belly breath is where the air coming in raises your stomach first instead of your chest. So to know if you're doing a belly breath correctly, place your hand on your stomach and as you breathe in, you should feel the hand of your stomach being pushed away from your body as your stomach rises. We're going to be using the mantra So Hum as the object you focus on during your meditation. That's two sounds, So and Hum. It's really simple. As you breathe in, you think the sound So to yourself, and as you breathe out, you think the sound Hum. So it's like this. Take a deep breath in through the nose, and as you do so, think So to yourself. Then exhale through your nose, thinking the sound Hum. In breath, So. And then on the out breath, Hum. Allow your breathing to flow easily while repeating it. Go at a pace that is comfortable for your pace of breathing and don't force it. Let it happen naturally. So on the inflow and then hum on the out breath. So hum. This meditation is usually taught as a purely mental exercise, meaning that the sounds, so and hum, are only thought, they're not sounded out loud. But I have found that for people with anxiety, it has even greater effect if the hum part of the meditation is sounded out loud. So you'll silently think the so part as you breathe in, but then on the out-breath, you literally hum the sound hum like this. Hum. So I think so as I breathe in. And then sound out the hum. Hum. The reason sounding out the hum part is effective is because it causes a release of tension in the throat and chest area, which are areas anxious people hold a lot of tension. It also facilitates deeper breathing and hence a calmer nervous system. So you do have a choice. You can either do this silently, the traditional way, but I would really encourage you to try sounding out the hum part out loud and notice the difference that you feel. That, in essence, is the meditation practice. As I've said, it's very easy to do and incredibly effective. This style of meditation has countless university studies proving how effective it is in stress reduction and enhancing your overall sense of well-being if it's done daily. Before you try your first 7-minute session, which I hope you do now after this audio, I want to highlight a few important points. First off, I recommend you don't do the meditation listening to music, as the music can cause an unnecessary distraction. Be aware that while you're doing the meditation, your mind will constantly wander, and you have to be okay with that. Each time it wanders, just gently bring your focus back to the sounds of so and hum. Anxious feelings or thoughts will probably surface as you meditate, and if they do, just let them. Be fully present without any resistance or frustration, as taught in DARE. Don't push them away. The secret is to respond to all mental distractions with indifference and keep moving your focus back to the sounds of so and hum. As you meditate, you'll also have this urge to break the meditation and get up and do something like check to see how much time has passed or do something that you forgot to do. It's amazing how many to-do items will pop into your mind as soon as you sit still. Just observe and allow that urge to surface, but don't act on it. Then gently bring your attention back to the practice, back to the sounds. Meditation is a constant dance back and forth between the distractions that surface in your mind and that which you're trying to focus on. 7 minutes is super short, but in the beginning, they will feel like the longest 7 minutes of your life, and be okay with that impatience. It comes from your overactive mind and is a clear indicator of how much you really do need to slow down and take some time for yourself to just sit and be still. Finally, let me tell you where I struggle the most with meditation, as it might be helpful for you. The hardest part of meditation for me is not the process of doing it, because once I sit down and start, I actually quite enjoy it. The hardest part is just convincing myself to sit down and begin. My active mind does not want to sit still. It wants to be doing things. It wants to be distracted. It thinks that sitting still is a waste of time and that I should be doing something, anything. And it's interesting to see the correlation. The more stressed I am, the less I want to meditate, precisely the very time when I need to meditate most. So you need to find ways to trick your anxious mind into sitting down, or otherwise you will never develop the habit of daily meditation. You might start by telling yourself that it's just for 7 minutes. Then you go back to being busy. If 7 minutes still seems too long, then start with just 3 minutes. Everyone can do 3 minutes. The idea here is just to get started. Like a disobedient monkey swinging in a tree, we have to coax our active minds down with a good ethical bribe. And the bribe I use is that if I meditate, I'll then have a much more productive day. If I meditate, I tell myself I will actually get more done. And my active mind seems to like that idea. I've also recently started to give meditation the highest priority in the morning. I tell myself that even if I'm late for a flight, I still have to do the meditation and risk missing the flight. It's that important. When you give it that level of priority, your mind is more willing to go along with it. Okay, I hope you're ready to begin. And as I said before, start now with a 7 minute practice daily. Then, when you feel ready, move to 20 minutes a day. This one simple daily practice can change your life in remarkable ways. The DARE response is your mental tool for overcoming anxiety issues. Meditation is your tool to keep anxiety at bay. It will enhance your long-term quality of life better than anything else I know. You just have to make a habit and stick with it. Why not start with a session right now?